Morning, we're Masechet Medah Daf Tet, and we're starting on the Amud at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this. You can see we're coming to the end of Seder Kochim here, and to the end. The Mishnah is now rushing through in this list. The whole list we saw in the last few Mishnahs, we had Chatata off, and then we had Olata off, and now, we never had Olata off in this Mishnah. We had Chatata off, and the Gemara said they do it with Olata off. Right, and there we saw, but the last was Chatata off. And now this Mishnah is Olata off. But it's Olata off, and then all the other Korbanot get packaged in along the way. So let's go. Olata off, Mualin bo Misha Hukdesha. So the time that you Makdish the Ola, right, remember the Ola? The Ola is, what's unique about the Ola? Kulo Toktar. It's completely burnt, right? There's no Heter Achila. See, there's no Heter Achila, then we can really understand with regards to Me'ilah. We said, when does Me'ilah kochim are no longer Me'ilah from the moment that the Kohanim can eat them? Right? So in a Korban Ola, you can never eat it. So therefore, Me'ilah doesn't be lost after the blood because you still can't eat it, right? That's the Chiddush of it. Right? So, okay, then what's missing here, which was in the Rashi's all along, has been Mukshav Shebapeh. But I'm assuming it's the same thing over here. Right, Nimlika, once you've done the Melika, Hukhsha li pasel betful yom, umichusa kipurim velina. Exactly like the Chatat. Right, once it's done the Melika, that's when it becomes Kochei Kochim. And from that stage onwards, if a tful yom touches it, or umichusa kipurim, if it's done to become Tame. Right, Mitzah Dama, and we saw the difference, Tosfot mentioned as well, that with the Chatat there was Hazaah and Mitzui. With the Ola there's only Mitzui, remember? They only squeeze it up against the Mizbayach. So Mitzah Dama, Chayvin la Mishum Pigul, Notar V'tame U'mualin Bo Ad Shetetzeh L'Bel Adeshen. He has a bit of a chidush now, about Adeshen. So what's going on over here? Mitzah Dama, look at Rashi. The Mitzui Olata Of Kai B'mkom Zrika De Bahema. The Mitzui of the bird is in place of the Zrika for an animal. So just like the animal, once you do Zrika, right, then there would on an ola of an animal. Once you do zrika, it becomes kochei kochim, right? So too here with all of the off. When you do mitzvah, becomes kochim. Right from that moment onwards, right? Mitzvah lada off bimkom zrika. So v'hazaar dechata off locative. He says that there's no hazaar dechata off to ela v'nimtza damo v'ahu mitzvah kabbalah pigul b'chishu rabbi melikel achtra chutz lizmanes. So what's going on over here? It says that Vahu Mitzui Kabbalah Bepigul, it's at the Mitzui stage, would have Pigul, Im Chishav Alav, Vemelikel Akhtira Chutz Tizman. Remember, we had the idea that the Zrika, once, only when the Zrika is a good Zrika, does it then Lemafreya work back that the Pigul kicks in if he had the Pigul Kavonat Teshchit. Remember that? When we said that was a whole Chiddush, where we said that the Zrika, we said a couple of daf ago, we'll find it. We said a couple of daf ago that the chiddush was that you have to have all the meloche, all the avodas have to be done, just like for to be a kosher korban, all the avodas have to be done also to be a pasul korban. You have to, if you just did shchita, we saw, and you never did zrika, and you had kavona for pigul, tamal shchita, we never actually ever came to do the zrika, there wouldn't be pigul. It's only when you did the Zrika that we said the Tigle Miltilim Afreya that there was Pigul, remember? So the same thing over here. Same thing here. He's saying that when you do the Mitsui, because the Mitsui is the same as the Zrika, so when you come to the Mitsui, then we know that if you had a Kavona at the time of the Melika, so now the Mitsui causes it to become Pigul. With me? Got it? Right. Because the Mitzah Dama Kromino Metrava Pigul, because the Mitzah is the Matirim. Right, v'chadu v'karet, v'uadin debatar mitzui, yesh bo notar v'tame. And so too, after the mitzui, at that stage, once there's mitzui, if you leave it over, it will be notar, and if you don't look after it, it will become tame, only after the mitzui. So mitzui is like the zrika on the korban. Right? Mitzui dam v'chadu 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 v'chadu. Now, when does me'ilah with regards to an ola stay? We said an ola lasts for a long time, it's always asur. Ad shetetzei lebeit hadeshen. What's beit hadeshen? Right, look at Rashi, although there's no Rashi on this. But there is a Rashi later on in beit hadeshen. We'll see beit hadeshen really applies to a whole bunch of these korbanot. Beit hadeshen, remember, is you take the ashes and you throw outside. Remember, we learned this already before in Zvachim and in Menachot. there's outside the Beit HaMikdash, there's like the, you call it the rubbish dump of the ashes. What do they call it in English?
Ash pit.
Okay. But it's not on this, remember, there's a couple of places where there's ash. On the Mizbeach itself, there's the Tapuach, the mound, which we'll speak about in a second. Then they do Trumat HaDeshen, they bring down from there a spadeful, and that goes down on the right-hand side on the southwestern border, remember, of the, not the south, southeastern border, southeastern, the west is the Mizbeach, on the Arun Kodesh, it's the Kodesh HaKodeshim. On the other side, on the southeastern, thank you, on the southeastern corner, there's the Deshen gets absorbed into the ground. The balance gets taken out to Beit HaDeshen outside the Beit HaMikdash.
Beit HaDeshen is just one shovel.
One shovel. Takes it down, puts it down, they clean out the stuff, goes there. Okay, so that is, so until we've taken, until we've, here's a Rashi. Umwalim ba'ad tishtetz Beit HaDeshen, dechivan de kula kalil. Here we are. Since this korban is a kula kalil, it has to be burned completely. Ve'ein ba heter lo kohanim. Like I said earlier, there's no heter, the kohanim never eat this. Lo olam, ve'ein ba heter kohanim lo olam, right? They can never eat it. Mualin ba ad shisarev kula. It's this meila until it's completely burnt, completely burnt. Vetinatel me afara trumat adeshen, and you have to take trumat adeshen. So it's going to be completely burnt, and then from the ashes you take trumat adeshen. Only after you take a trumat adeshen, then the rest stuff will go out to Beit HaDeshen, right? Until trumat adeshen is taken, there's meila. Right? Dichtiv veherim et hadeshen v'chule. V'shuv, says Rashi, kevan shenaset mitzvato ein mualin bo. So when is naset mitzvah, when is the mitzvah done completely? You're going to bring the korban, do the medikah, burn the korban, the whole story. Once it's burnt, take a pile of ashes, trumat hadeshen, then we know it's proper ashes, the end of the mitzvah. From that moment onwards, the ashes that are in Beit HaDeshen, right, in that ash pit, there's no longer me'ila on that korban.
You burn on the
Mizbeach.
In other words, you can identify the
animal. So the truth be told is, I think you probably cannot identify exactly what it is. But I suppose the following morning when the Kohen does the Trumat HaDeshen, we say that includes all ashes burned for the night before. It's impossible to identify because we'll see just now that there were big mounds on the Mizbeach of all the ashes from all the Korbanot. There's no little, they never had those post-its. You know, like every time they did a Korban, they stuck a post-it on it. This is from this. You know, they didn't have that. Right? But so you're up. That's basically, okay. So that is a Ola. Then Parim HaNishrafim V'Seirim HaNishrafim, right? These were Korbanot Tzibur, which were burned completely. Rashi says, Hain Kochei Kochim, they Kochei Kochim on the very first wide lines of the Rashi. V'Ein Baim Heter LeKohanim, right? And they haven't got a Heter to the Kohanim, right? V'Haza'at Daman. And from the time you do haza'ah of the blood, this is animals now, not zrika, not mitsui or haza'ah, but zrika, right? Kovan the pigul im chishav adam mishat shchite. See again, the blood at the time of the zrika makes into pigul. If you had the pigul kavon at the time of the shchite, okay, got it. Vechayvan the late pehu hetel kohanim moarin behem beber adeshen mimakom shayfata. And since they've got no same idea over here, right? They get burnt. Ad sheyutach. Now, here's a little bit different to the Ola. The Ola, we said, there's Me'ila until we take it out of Beit HaDeshen. There's no longer Me'ila. With the Para, Nishrefet, and the Seir, there's even Me'ila there on the ashes. Ad sheyutach habasa. Look at Rashi. Ad sheyutachkel habasa shnaaseh efer dehainu mitzvatan. Once they've completely, until the meat is completely burnt up, right, until they come into ashes, it's similar to the Ola Ta'of, right? Then there's no longer Me'ila, right? Then the next Korban over here. So that's Ache Yutach HaBasa, right? HaOla Mo'alin Ba Mishe Hugdusha. So now, a regular Ola. There's Me'ila for the moment you magdish it. Right? And Rashi says, HaOla V'chol Hanid Banitim B'Kodshe Kodshim. All these Kodshe Kodshim. Not only an Ola. But any of the Kodshe Kodshim, right? From the time that you magdish it. Nishchata, once you shecht it, same idea. Once the shchita is kicked in, then it becomes pasul tfulik. Remember, animal can't become pasul tame while it's alive, remember? As opposed to human being. That was the difference, right? An animal can't. So it has to be only after the shchita. From the moment you do zrika, chavinale mishum pigul notar betame, v'ein mo'alim ba'orot. Interesting, eh? Why aren't you mo'alim ba'orot quickly, the ola? Kohanim get the or, exactly. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'ein mo'alim ba'orot. Third wide lines of Rashi there, Deshel Kohanim, because it belongs to the Kohanim. Tichtiv, Ora Ola, Asher Tekriv, La Kohen, Lo Yihi, it becomes to the Kohen. Okay, so the heter for the kohanim to use the or. Aval mo'alin bebasar, but there is me'ilah on the basar, ad she'teitz ba'adesh and samadiyah until it gets basically burnt and takes out to the ashpit. Chatat va'asham v'ziv cheshal me'tzibur. Other korbanot. Mo'alin be'mi she'hugdashu. Right, so from the moment that you hugdashu, is that there ito? Matzalik tzatzarot. What do you say? Okay. Mo'alim behem mishe hukdashu, right? Nishchetu hukshu lipasel betvudu b'chusak kipurim medina. Same idea, right? Of all these korbanim, we've seen it about the chatat. Nizrak damad, remember he's on the zrika, chamin alim mishum pigul, notar v'tamei. And now says the Gemara, the Mishnah, v'ein, the shita adds in that word, the vavne, v'ein mo'alim bebasar. So now of a chatat, of an asham, and ziv cheshal metzibur, there's no me'ilah for the basar. Why? The chatat, the kohanim can eat it. The asham, the kohanim can eat it. They can eat it, right? Aval mo'alim be'ein morehen. Here, Robert, this is you pointed out earlier, right? The emorim, even the kochim, kochim. There's me'ilah of the emorim. Ad sheyetzu lebeladesh. Same idea, because the emorim are essentially like a korban ola. If you think about it, right? The emorim have to be burned completely, like a korban ola. So you have to go ad beladeshin. Rashi, look at the fourth wide lines towards the end of Rashi. Aval mo'alim be'emorim ad sheyit aklu be'mizbeach. That's when the mitzvah is completed, and basically it's similar to an order, like we said. Then, Shtei Alechem. You see now we're rushing through our list now. Shtei Alechem, that's on Shavuot, right? You have the Korbanot, you have the Shtei Alechem, and then you do the Korban of the Atzeret on that. So Shtei Alechem, these two loaves, Mo'alin Bahem Mishe Hugdashu. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shtei Alechem Mishe Hugdashu Bepeh. As soon as you magdish the breads by saying these breads are shalechem, you call them shalechem, they immediately, right, the moment you say shtei halechem, there's me'ilah. You don't have to wait any longer for anything to happen. Then once you're in the baking process, so it's even before they've been baked, right, you've got the dough ready to go and you say these are shtei halechem, from that moment onwards there's me'ilah on the unbaked bread. Then karmo betanur, look at Rashi, dahanu tchilat asiyatan. In other words, the face of the bread becomes slightly baked. How did I translate English there?
Crust.
Okay, thank you. Right, crust. And Rashi says here, dahanu tchilat asiyatan. This is the beginning of the process. Vahu kruma, this beginning, this is unbelievable. This crusting, chashiv lahakshir, right, that is what makes it into a heksha. It was normally with a korban, you'd have the shchita, right? So here it's the kruma, right? And look at the shchita mekubetz there on Yud Zayin. Lahachshir lipasel. Just change that. Benifta lipasel betful yom, etc. Mechusa kipurim, mechusa kapara and lina. Kamo shchita de kochei kochim. See that? The krum, the crusting of the bread, is like the shchita of the korban. Actually, Rashi says it here straight out, right? Vahacha, now listen to this one. He says there's no lina over here. Right? Why is there no lina? Mishum d'shtei alechem, ein echalin lo pachot mishtei yamim velo yoter al shlosha. It was 2 to 3 days to eat them. So it's not like a korban when you leave it overnight. This has got 2 to 3 days. So you can't be over in lina. I suppose, but maybe after 3 days you could be, but there's no lina here because lina is normally like in a very short period of time. Here, basically, I suppose after 2 or 3 days it's gone off, it's moldy, you can't use it any longer. I'm not sure why, after the 2 or 3 days. There's an interesting, we'll see over the Amud on a Machloket Rashi Tosfot. I actually thought it was, yeah. Not a Rashi Tosfot, I saw Machloket here in the Mefarshim about the Lina. Let's just take half a second here. It's here actually. It is here. If you look at it says, and you see in our Mishnah, it says, and the lina is in brackets. Can you see that? The lina is in brackets. Now, normally when it's in round brackets, we don't read them. Look at the Mesort HaShas there of Zion. It's worth reading this. It says, Rashi lo garis. See, Rashi says lina doesn't apply because it's got 2 to 3 days. In the Mishnah, in the round brackets, there is lina. So the Mesort HaShas says, Rashi lo garis, aval atosfot le'el garsinan belina. But Tosfot does learn the lina. There is a lina on Tosfot. Now, I cannot see that. I saw that Tosfot. I can't see it now. But I think Rabbeinu Gershom, if you go to Rabbeinu Gershom, I think he has. What about a Gershom here? In the third last lines at the bottom of the Amud there. That's the beginning of the process. He's exactly like we saw in the Rashi. See that? He says, and that's why, the same as the Rashi, because it's 2 to 3 days. But now look what he adds in here. And if you find, if there are, because he obviously knew about the Gershom, there was some Svarim that had Lina written in. See that? Only after the 3 days it will become chayv in lina. Once, because that's right. I'm going to go some answer. Okay, I've not seen that somewhere. Okay, let's carry on. What does it mean lishachet alein al hazevach? And you shecht the korban. Look at Rashi over here. You makrib the korban on the bread. What does al mean? Says Rashi, besamuch. See that? So once you've got the bread, once the bread's already crusted, it's called bread. Now you can do the korban. It's called lechem. Then nizrach daman shel kvash tzvasim. Now new korban. If you've got a keves, yeah, and you did the and you nizrach. Of Shavuot korban. You've done the zrika for the korban. Chavin aleihem mishum pigul notar v'tamei v'ein ba meila. Right. Chavin aleihem al shtei halechem. You see what Rashi says here? Nizrak adam shel kvasim. It's actually tied in here. Look at this. Look at the Rashi. It's important Rashi. Nizrak adam shel kvasim. Once you've done the zrika for the keves, then chayavim aleihem. What do you mean when it says the chayavim aleihem meila? It says over there in the Mishnah. Nizrak adam shel kvasim. Chavin aleihem mishum pigul notar v'tamei v'ein ba'en meila. Right, al shtei alechim mishum pigu. Im chishev v'shat shchita, listen to this. If you had kavona when you did the shchita of the korban, le'echol halechem chutz lizmano. You got it? The lechem and the korban of Shavuot are linked one to the other. So if when you did the shchita of the zrika of the korban, so you did the zrika of the korban, you had kavona to eat the bread at the wrong time, that's pigu for the lechem. See that? But the gotta get it right. Mishum de kvasim mefaglin et alechem. See the Rashi says it's the animal which causes pigul to the bread, because there's no zrika for the bread, right? So normally we say that you got to have shchita with pigul, and then when you do the zrika, the mafraya makes the shchita into a pigul. Now if you had pigul on the zrika, if you got pigul on the bread, there's no zrika on the bread, so it's zrika on the animal. Why not? The yesh bahen shaot hete the kohanim. The kvar naaset mitzvatan, the kohanim eat the bread, and therefore it's ready over. Okay, the next korban, right, lechem hapanim, right, that's the loaves, which are the 12 loaves which come into the bed. I mean, just every Shabbos, right? Lechem hapanim, mo'alin bo, mishehuk deshay, see that? From the moment you magdish, rushes again, they bapeh, they become, and then again, karam betanur, or karmu betanur, karmu b'shtay lechem, it's not going to shtay lechem, v'hachenami leike belina da'achi kaima, again, Rashi says, we don't have lina over here because the lichme apanim. We saw that sometimes if it was Shabbos, it was Yontif before Shabbos or Yontif after Shabbos, remember? So you could eat the lechem, you brought it on the Shabbos, and then you normally have to eat it the following Shabbos, but if there was Erev, if Yontif, then you bring it on the Thursday before. I remember
the seum we did at the bakery. We ate a lot of bread.
Yeah, a lot of bread. Right. Okay. Michael referred to that in his article. He never referred to how much bread we ate, though. He should have mentioned how much bread we ate, right? Okay. V'chavir alei mishum pigul notar v'tam v'ein b'em me'ila lechem ha'panim v'sidah v'tam v'chushov t'vul yom v'chushov korim v'olehisader al gamesh karvu ha'bazikin. Now, interesting one, yeah? The bazikin, the frank incense that's on the shulchan. Right. Once you bring the frankincense onto the mizbeach, remember you do like a haktara. You do a haktara. You burn it like it's an incense on the Beit HaMikdash, on the mizbeach. So here, look at Rashi here. Karvu abazikin, dahainu amatirin. Right. These are what basically allow you to eat the bread. Chavin la mishum pigu, sheim chishev ala b'shat haktarat abazikin. Look how the lechem apanim is linked to the bazikin now. Like the shtar lechem were linked to the korban. The lechem apanim is linked to the bazikin. So because those are the matir, only after you've burnt the mazik can you eat the bread. So look what happens here. How? At the time of burning the bazikin on the Mizbeach, you had a pigul kavona with regards to the lechem hapanim. You with me? Right? Hareini, you said like this. Rashi tells exactly what you're saying. Hareini maktir amenak lechol halechem chutz lizmano. You say that, right? And you're going to be sugar to do this, but you do it, right? Hukba halechem bepigul. Right, just like the blood of the behema, the zrika of the blood, the haktara of the bezikin is the same function as the blood for the korban. It's a matir, right? It's an enabler. The hainu matirea kovat bepigul uvenotar v'tame. So the hachinami kava haktara tabezikin lechem apanim b'chol hani. Works exactly the same way. If we say that the akavua bezikin chamina bishul pigul notar v'tame, v'ein bo meila, there's no meila because you can eat it. Hamenachot. Now look at this one. This is the Korban Mincha, right? So you've got the Haktara of the Kometz. The Kohen does Kemitza, and he takes out a bit of the Kometz. Mo'alin Bahen Mishe Hugdashu. And again, I'm not sure why. Every time we say Mishe Hugdashu, Rashi says, prepare. When you mark, you should prepare. Every time. He repeats it time after time after time. Right? So with regards to the Mincha, we said the Mo'alin Bahen Mishe Hugdashu. Kitshu Bekli. Once you put it into the Kli Sharet, it becomes Kadosh. Hukshli pasel betfulio mukhosa kepirim v'lida leftak neshchita kareva komet, you now did the komet chayvin alav mishum pigul notar betamei ve'ein moalim b'shirayim because the shirayim obviously get eaten ava moalim b'komet but on that kemitza itself the izme'ila right, look at Rashi ad she yisarev kulot gets completely burnt ve'atzele b'radeshin kedin aymurei kodshim just like the kodshim lefi sha'komet look what Rashi says here kalilhu so we've got an ola. We've got the Amorim of the Kodshe Kalim and the Kodshe Kodshim, and we've got the Ketoret, the Komets of the Mincha. All these things are Kulotoktar. Okay, it's a nice quick summary here of all the halachas that we've been learning in the Halachos Masechet Tzvachim. Okay, now Itmar, the Mishnah, basically the Gemara skips right over all of this, skips over a whole Mishnah basically, and goes to Hanene mi Efer Tapuach Shalgabe Mizbech. It was nothing in the Mishnah. It's interesting at the moment. It's all Pashut. And it's like this. Itba Machloket Amoraim. Hanene mi Efer Tapuach Shalgabe HaMizbech. There's this mound. We'll see in a second now what it is. Rashi's got a long Rashi and the Shitta and the Rabbeinu Gershom explained at least and the Shitta at length. There's this mound on the Mizbech. We'll see what it means in a second. But if you get Hana'a from any of that ash, basically like a big mound of ash on the Mizbeach. Rav Amar Ein Mo'alimbo. Rav says there's no Me'ila. Rav Yochanan Amar Mo'alimbo. Right? And Rav Yochanan says you do get Me'ila. Look at Rashi here quickly. The first Rashi of the Gemara. Try and look at it, even if you don't normally follow in a Rashi, because it's worth reading. Hanene mi Eifer HaTapuach. He says, Hainu la'achar sheherim trumat ha'deshim. He's speaking about the remnants of this big mound on the Mizbeach after you've done trumat ha'deshim. Okay, now what is Chumah? Look at what he says here, Rashi. The Hachi Tanin Masechet Tamid. Okay, and we'll see it soon, right? In Daf Kaf Chet. So we're on Daf Tet now. In 3 weeks exactly, we'll learn this. We'll learn this Gemara, right? And we learn like this. Shebetchila keshurotze litrom Chumat Hadeshen. When the Kohen wants to take a man for Chumat Hadeshen, haya olel Rosh Mizbeach. He goes up onto the Mizbeach. Upina et hagechalim eilach v'eilach, and he moves the coals this way and this way. V'chata et ha'ma'ochalot apnimiyot, and he sticks in the shovel. V'yarad, and he takes a shovel full. V'yarad, and he goes down the mizbeach. V'hainu trumat ha'deshet. He gets a ritzpa, he comes to the floor. Tzavar et hagechalim agabe ritzpa, rachok min hakevesh shlosha tvachim, 3 tvachim from the ramp. He puts these things on the floor. Hainu makom shenitan shan trumat hadeshen. That's where you put the trumat hadeshen. V'hanishar agab now. So you've taken down the trumat hadeshen. What about this whole mound of all the other korban of burning the whole night? V'hanishar agab hamizbeach. What's left on the mizbeach? Hayat sover et ha'efer letzad echad shel mizbeach b'yachad. The Kohanim would move all this mound to one side of the mizbeach on the top of the altar, right? Uva'osehu agol kemin tapuach. It makes like a round, like an apple, like a round mound. V'gavoa kemin kova. And high like a cap. Okay, I don't know how high it was, but anyhow. V'amrinan hatam. And then, Masechet Tamid, we said, pa'amim, she'esh alav shalosh me'ot kur. 300 kur. Okay, a massive amount. Now, just, if you take a second, look down at Chittim Kubetzete, or 10, he's got Vekama Pamim Shaya Alav Taf Kuf Kor, which is 500 Kor. So he says Taf is 4, right? Resh is 200, Shin is 300, Kuf is, Taf is 400, and Kuf is 100, 500. Right? He says 500 Kor. Right? A big, big, massive amount, right, on top of this thing. V'achar kach haya poshet et begadav, and then the Kohen would take off his clothes. V'lovesh begadim ha-pechutin mehen. Right, it says v'lovesh begadim, right? V'lovetzir ta'eshve. We said in the morning, v'chrim ha-deshem, we said in the morning, right? And then, lesser clothes. And then, v'keletan de barab Yishmael, begadim she-bishel bahen kadeir le-rabo. Why does he change his clothes? Because Rabbi Shmuel says, the clothes that you cooked a pot for, you don't wear the same clothes to not come and pour wine for your master. Okay, so the word dirty clothes you cooked in, you don't come and also come to the dining room. Right? Vaya motzi michutz lamachane ben adeshen, va'ahahu ka'amar. And on this, what we're talking about now, right? Vaya motzi michutz lamachane ben adeshen, va'ahahu ka'amar. Hanene mi efret tapuach. This is the remnants of the Tshuvah Adeshen, right? This amount that you take from there and eventually take it out of the Adeshen, that's what we're speaking about now. We say hanene from that. So now the Brayta carries on. Well, there's not a Brayta. I'll call them a Rai. So Rav says, Ein Mualin Mehem. Rav Yochanan says, Mualin. The Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara comes to be Medayek. Lifnei Tshuvah Adeshen, before the Kohen did Tshuvah Adeshen in that morning, Kule al melo pligi de mualin bo. Everybody agrees that whatever's on the mizbeach, those ashes, mualin bo. Why? Because you need Tshuvah Adeshen to finish the mitzvah. Right? Only once the mitzvah is finished is it no longer me'ila. So until the mitzvah is finished, everyone will agree that there is the ashes burnt over from last night, and you haven't done Tshuvah Adeshen, therefore the mitzvah is not completed. Ki pligi, where's the machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan? La'achar Tshuvah Adeshen. After Tshuvah Adeshen was done. Rav Amar Ein Mualin Bo. Rav says no longer Mila. Why? Harei Nasa Mitzvato. Mitzvah's done deal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Kevan Dichtiv Lavash HaKohen Mido Vad. Since the Parsha says nonetheless, I'm used to having a siddur over here. Have we got a siddur? Anybody got a siddur there? Is there a siddur there? I don't think so. I can forget it. If there's no siddur, it's not serious. Right? Where it says there, it says you're not going to sit there in your bag there, Robert, and you're going to sit there. Okay. Let's look at the very beginning of the Korbanot. Go to Korbanot, it's the first. Let's see what goes quicker. You'll see that coming up. Then it says ufashat et begadav. He takes off his clothes. Velavash begadim acher. He puts on other clothes. Vehotzid adeshel michutz lamachane makom tahor. Okay. So now, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kevan dichtiv lavash hakohen midovad. Right, that he's still got to wear clothes. Where's the midovad? Right, yeah, it says velavash hakohen midovad, umichnesei vad yilbash al basaro, veirim et hadesh lochal et ha'esh lochal, v'samo al mizbeach v'shat begadim v'yilbash begadim achirim. So what's going on over here? He puts on midovad, which is his special kohanim clothes, and then it says velavash begadim achirim. Rabbi Yochanan saying that the clothes that he changes into aren't civilian clothes. They're still Kohanim's clothes. Just they're lesser clothes. They're worn out clothes. They're older clothes. But they're still Kohanim clothes. So if he's got to have his Kohanim clothes on, we haven't left the boundaries of the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, they're still going to be done with Kedusha. If he needs to wear his Kohen's clothes, that means that there's still Kedusha in this Korban. Therefore, there's still Me'ila. That's Rabbi Yochanan says. Look at Rashi at the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Kevan Dahai Hotzat Eifra Tapuach, this taking out of the mounds, Tzarich Bigdei Kahuna. Tahu velavash begadim acherim. When it says velavash begadim acherim, change to other clothes. Hainu big day kahuna. It's still big day kahuna. Ele shepechutin min arishonim bekedushatay hakai. But he's still bekedushatay kai. He's still in his kedusha, and therefore moalin bo. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Svara. He says you might be right, Rav, that he finished the mitzvah, but he's not really finished until it's taken all the way out there, because he has to wear kedusha clothes. Gemara brings a mishnah. It brings a kasha. It says like this: Tana, and we learned in our mishnah, moalin bahen ad shetetze leveit hadeshen. When does he do meila? Meila takes place so long as it hasn't yet gone out to beit hadeshen. Gone out of beit hadeshen, finished. So why are you telling me this tapuach, the ashes, which are still afterwards, after we've done Shabbat Adeshin, and we take them out of Shabbat Adeshin, there's still Me'ila over there because he's wearing those clothes. And this Tnan Mualin Bo is a couple of times we saw it there, right? Mualin Ben Abed Adeshin with the Parimani Shafim. We saw there Adbet Adeshin with a couple of all these things that need to be burnt. Whatever was Kulo Toktar, really we saw is Ad Adeshin. So the Gemara says this is a Kashia, the Rav, because Rav says that once he's done the mitzvah, he's done Shemana Deshen, he's no longer Me'ila. The Mishnah clearly says, Ad Beit HaDeshen, Mualin Bo Ad Beit HaDeshen. Zakan Rav say that as soon as he's done Shemana Deshen, there's no longer Me'ila. The taking the Afer out to Beit HaDeshen comes after Shemana Deshen, right? The words like this, Amalacha Rav would say like this, Eima, should the word Eima Ad Shetir'eh or Tira'eh Le Beit HaDeshen. Right, until it's ra'ui lebeit adeshin, ad sheterae, right, until it's ra'ui to beit adeshin, not till it's at the beit adeshin itself. That's how he changes it, and therefore, as far as he's concerned, once you've already done truman adeshin, it's already ra'ui to go to beit adeshin, and therefore, there'd no longer be me'ila. So the Gemara has a kasha now on Rav, right, who says that there's no me'ila over there. The Gemara says like this, meitivei, we've got a brighter. And this is Masechet Zvachim. Right? V'chulan, remember this bright thing, we learned this bright. V'chulan shepakum al gabem izbeach. All those coals or anything that popped off the mizbeach, lo yach, you don't bring them on, or you don't put them back up. V'chen gadek gachelet, shepakum al gabem mizbeach. And also, so the first, the paku there is the meat. The first thing of the mission is, right? V'chulan shepakum al gabem izbeach, lo yach, the meat. And v'chen gachelet, even a coal, right? Shepakum al gabem izbeach, lo yachzir. So what's now? Just look at this Rashi very quickly, because Rashi brings the brighter there from Masechet Zvachim, a bit of its entirety. It's like this: V'chulan shepakum al gabem izbeach lo yach. Shediktanu manidim Masechet Zvachim. He says the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim beperikam mizbeach mekadesh. V'elu im alu yardu. These are the things that if you brought them up onto the mizbeach where you shouldn't have, once they're up, they don't go down. Basa kocha kochim hatzemer sheva rashi akvasim, the wool on top of the goat's head. V'se'ar sheva zakein atayashim, and the hair on the goat's beard. Right, shemechubar v'atzamot v'agidi v'karnayim, and the bones and the sinew and the tendons and the horns and the tlafaim and the claws, not tlafaim, yeah, like the claws, yeah, talafim, the hooves. Thank you. Bezman shel mechubim yalu, if they still connected, they come up. Shemar v'ktira kohenet kol ha'mizbecha parshu, but if they've separated themselves into those things, lo yalu. Now, this here comes the part of our mission, that our Gemara that quoted the Mishnah. V'chulan she'alu l'rosh ha'mizbecha. Look carefully at the words. V'chulan she'alu l'rosh ha'mizbeach. They were brought up. V'shuv paku me'al gab ha'mizbeach. And they popped off, right? Imagine the heat. They like bounced out of that. Or in the case, they bounced off the mizbeach. Lo yachzir. You don't bring them back onto the mizbeach. They weren't meant to be there in the first place, right? But once you brought them, if they stay, they stay. But if they pop off, you don't bring them back. And ein bahen me'ila. And there's no me'ila. Even though it came up, it went down, it wasn't meant to be. It sort of had a cat with nine lives, only had one life, the life died. Right? It's no longer more lives, I'm ila. V'chein gacheret shepaka me'al gabem izbeach. And so to the coals. V'lo, look at what Rashi says here. V'lo mairi begachelet de'emorim. We're not talking here about the coals of the emorim, right? In other words, if they became cinders. Ela begachelet de'etzim kama. We're talking about the wooden, the coals of the wood. De'iha begachelet de'emorim. If they're part of the Amorim, havechayv lahachzir shalei lo naaseh mitzvatan ad shenitramat shuman adeshe. He says that if it's part of the Amorim, so the Amorim or kulo toktar, you got to burn them. You have to bring them back up because they aren't finished working. So the wood, not necessarily mashmenami afidu b'kachelet shebetapuach mairi. So now look what Rashi says. This is his diuk. When we said over here about this gachelet, we said that the gachelet we're speaking about, if it fell off, You don't bring it back in. And he says, we also talk about even by Chelet Shebet Tapuach, if there's still coals burning in this pile of ash. Because I suppose you can imagine that when they cleaned off the Mizbeach, like you know, if you do a barbecue, you know, you clean off a lot of the coal that's burnt, there's still some coals that have got red cinders burning, right? So that's exactly what will be the case over here. Right, he says it's impossible to say that there weren't some coals mixed up in the ash. Now, v'im nafla hagachelet min ha-tapuach le'esh shel maracha. Right, if some of this, if a coal from the tapuach of the esh maracha fell, v'achar kach pacha hagachelet min ha-esh shel maracha la'aretz, if it fell to the ground, lo yachzir. Look at Rashi there. If it fell to the ground, right? There were coals in this pound, and the coals fell to the ground, you will pick it up. However, look at that back in the Gemara. Vaha, but here comes the diuk. Look at the Shlomo Kubetz at the Aleph. He says, Me'al gabei ha-mizbeach, hu de'lo yachzir. If it fell from the mizbeach, you don't bring it back. Ha'al gabei ha-mizbeach, yachzir. But if it's still on the Mizbeach, imagine you got your mound and it fell out the mound, but it's still upstairs on top, you put it back into the mound. Right? So now we said, when isn't there Me'ilah if it fell off the Mizbeach onto the floor? If it falls on the mound and it stays, I mean, on the Mizbeach, and it stays on the Mizbeach, is there going to be Me'ilah now on that coals? Yes. Right? Ha gav Mizbeach, yachzir. Look at Rashi, yeah? Ha al gabe ha-mizbeach, kagon shepaka mitzad ze shel mizbeach, letzad acher shel mizbeach, when it fell from one side to the other. Yachzi, look at Rashi, the yachzi. Umideke daikinan de yachzi, when we've got a diuk, that if that is machzir, mashmed de moalin bo. It's mashmed, even meila. Va'afidu l'achar tshubat ha-deshen, and even after you've done tshubat ha-deshen, if we say that if it falls off, you put it back into the mound. Why? If there's no meila, we don't care, just throw it off. Ah, you were once part of the mound, now you lost the mound. Go. Why do we put it back into the mound? He wants to say, V'hainu v'kerabi yochana v'kashni rav. So it seems here from this deal, it's a long, 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 long shot, right? But from this deal, that the coals that fall out of the mound, the tapuach on the Mizbeach, to the other side of the Mizbeach, you've got to put back into the mound. Why do you put it back? Because there's Kedusha. If there's Kedusha, there's Me'ilah. If there's Me'ilah, it's off the Tshuvah Hadeshen. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. So why does Rav say that? So they get kashya to Rav. So Gemara says like this. Bishlom el Rav Yochanan Nicher. Rav Yochanan says there is Me'ilah, so Rav Yochanan works beautifully. El Rav Kashia. So what says no? Amalach Rav Shani Gachiret. Coals are different, right? Burning. What's the word? Embers or cimbers? I don't know.
Embers.
Thank you. Embers. Right? Burning embers are different. Why? The itbei mashasha. There's mashasha, meaning there's mamashut. Right? There's a difference between ash and a burning coal. A burning coal's got like life in it.
Substance.
Thank you. Right, where ash is ash. So he says the burning coals, that's an exception. I was talking about ash, says Rav. Not about the coals. The coals, I agree with you. Okay? That's what Rashi says here. Mishumachi chashiva lahachziru mo'alibu. It's got chashivut. It's got importance. You got to put it back. Afilu achar amal inu otru maneshen. Amal deshen. But ash, says Rashi. Delayt by mazash, delayt by me'ila. Okay, now. The Gemara says we could learn this slightly differently. He says, Iked amar, the yesh omrim, La lahach kisa, that this Mishnah over here, which we're quoting, could be learned a little bit differently, and it won't be a kashi on Rav, it could be a kashi on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'm not 100% sure what this is, just follow me on this carefully. It says like this, Taime mishum gachelet it by mashasha. Why do we put back that burning coal? The previous way we learned it was, we said, that's the reason why you do it. The Gemara is starting in going now the other round. The reason why you put it back is because there's mashasha, that's why you put it back. You with me? Time of Mishum Gachelet Eit Ba Mashasha, that's why you put it back. Ha'efer Delayt Ba Mashasha, but ash, which hasn't got any mashasha, afil legam Mizbeach, ein mo'alimbo, even if it was on the Mizbeach, you wouldn't bring it back. And what was the machloket in our previous Amud between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? About ash. So here the Mishnah in Zvachim is telling us because of the coals that have got mashasha, you put it back. Ash, you don't put it back, and that serves Rav, right? Beishlom el Rav, Nicha, el Rav Yochanan, Kashia. There's a Kashia to Rav Yochanan, because we speak only about the ash. The previous, we talk about the coals. We thought we had a kashi on Rabbi. Really, we're not. So Malach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would say, what? How does Rabbi Yochanan get out of this? He says, no. Hu adin dafilu efer. He says, you're wrong. It's the same deed, even the ash. Why do we learn dafka v'hal time ediktani gachelet? There's another chirushia about why the Mishnah dafka used gachelet. But the same deed would apply to ash. Dafilu gachelet ibe mashasha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Why do we have to learn about coal? Because you might have thought that coals have got mashuk, got substance, and therefore even if they fell off the mizbeach onto the floor, you'd bring them back. Ash, you wouldn't have that havamina. So the chiddush comes to tell us that the gechalim that fall on the floor, you don't even bring back. But whatever falls on the mizbeach from side to side, irrespective of its ash, irrespective of its coals, you have got to put it back onto the mound. It would be me'ila, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would say, like a new machloket ya itma. Right, this we've seen this before, this quote. So if you get any hana from kotche kotchim before the zrika of the dami, or a more kotche kalim, or the emorim, after la'achas zrika dami, right? So now, those are the cases where we said there's me'ila, remember? We said kotche kotchim, there's only me'ila after the zrika dam. There's no me'ila after the zrika dam. There's only me'ila up until the time of the zrika dam, because after the zrika dam, there's now heter kohanim. So up until the zrika dam, there is me'ila. The emorim only become asur after the zrika dam. Now, if you do me'ila, look what Rav says, the question that the Gemara is asking now is, who do you pay your keren and chomesh to? Okay, you over on me'ila. You've got to do three things, right? You've got to bring a keren, you've got to bring back the amount, the value of what you get hana from. You've got to add a chomesh, 25%, and you've got to bring a korban me'ila, right? So now the keren and the chomesh, do you take it as a korban and shecht it, or do you give it as money to value to the Beit HaMikdash, to Beit HaKabayit? Okay? Does it make sense? What would you have thought up until now? Up until now you would have thought, what would you have thought that you do with the money? I don't know. In my mind it was pasha that it went as a korban, but maybe not. Why would you have to bring a keren and a chomesh to the korban? You give it to the Beit HaMikdash. You got hana from Beit HaMikdash. Maybe you would have thought if you got hana from Beit HaKabayit, so pay Beit HaKabayit. If you got the hana from a korban, so bring a korban, right? That might have been a better way of understanding it. You with me? The Gemara is going to say it makes that different. The Machlokes Rav says, Rav amar mashe nehene yaf yiplu nedava. It goes to the Beit HaKabayit. Velevi amar yavi davar shekulo lamizbeach. Look at Rashi, yeah? Rav amar mashe nehene. Third line before it gets wide. Rav amar mashe nehene klomar keren v'chomesh. That principal amount and the 25% shechayv l'shlem bishvil mashe nehene, which you got to pay. Yiplu nedava lekorbanot tzibur. Okay, in other words, not necessarily to the Beit HaKabayit as assets, but it becomes, you give it to the Korban, to the treasurers of the Beit HaMikdash, and they use it for Korban Otzibur. V'chayev nami lavi Hashem, it goes to bring you Hashem Me'ilot, lehitchaper bo b'shul Shema. Okay, that's Rav. Levi Amar, yavi me'oto keren v'chomesh, davar shekulo karev lemizbeach. And look what Rashi says here, what is that? Dahainu ketoret. You don't bring a Korban. You bring ketoret and you take it all and you burn it on the mizbeach. If it was a korban, so then the kohanim could eat it and it could be karat, it would be edible. You don't bring it as and no one gets hana from this, it gets completely burnt. That wasn't even one of our options that I even thought of, to be honest. So now, that was Rav and Levi. Now just remember, Levi was a Talmid Muvhak of Rebbe, okay? But Rav also learned under Rebbe. Remember we had this before in Eretz Yisrael, then he moved to Bavel, right? But Levi was a Talmid Muvhak of Rebbe. So he said like this. Tanya, the Shittim of Kubetz adds in before them. Tanya Kavatai de Rav. We've got a brighter that supports Rav. Vatanya Kavatai de Levi. We've got a brighter that supports Levi. Now the Gemara starts with Levi. Tanya Kavatai de Levi. What's his brighter that he brings? Me'ila Zul Hechan Olechet. It's got a brighter straightforward. Says, where does the Me'ila go? And then look at the answer. Halemeidin Livnei Chachamim Omrim. Those who learned before Chachamim. They told us, what did they tell us? Yavi davar shekulo lemizbeach. Bring something that goes completely to the mizbeach, and my new, what is that ketoret? Now, who's the lemeidim lifnei chachamim omrim? Okay, look at Rashi over here. Look at Rashi. Lemeidim lifnei chachamim dahainu Levi. Rashi says that is Levi. Why is that Levi? Lifnei, dahainu Levi lifnei Rebbe. Sorry, the Shitta adds in there. Levi lifnei Rebbe. and says, Ihu ketani ha bright, which Levi taught this bright, the name of Levi. Yavi davar shekulo karel mizbeach, tanu ketorit, v'afa pichein mevi asham milot, also mizbeach milot. Now look at Tosfot over here, halamedin. Look at that Tosfot there, halamedin. You see that there? Yeah, look, just think about it for a second before we read the Tosfot. Look for a second. Levi is bringing a brighter, and Levi says, who's the, what's the source?
Levi.
Me. Because I learned it from Tosfot. I learned it from Levi, right? That's what Tosfot, look at Tosfot says here. Lav hainu lemeidin lifnei chachamim de Sanhedrin. This lemeid of Achim, not the same lemeid which we learned in Sanhedrin. There in Sanhedrin, daf yud zayin, the mefarish hatam hainu Levi. There we said that lemeid in chachamim is Levi. Shelo matzinu Levi, shehu skar bolam a brighter, because we've never seen Levi in a brighter. She says, first it can't be Levi. Because number one, Levi's not in a brighter, and this is a brighter. And it says, when are we quoting Levi in a brighter? Because the brighter says, it's the brighter. The brighter says, Yavi davar shekulo lemizbeach. And how can Levi be in a brighter? Levi's not a tana. That's Tosfot's first answer. And the second answer he says is va'od ki ein zo shita. It's not the style of the shas. Sheavi raya ledivrei Levi mi Levi atzmo. Okay? Didn't seem to bother Rashi, eh? Didn't seem to bother Rashi. And if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom down the bottom there, Levi Amar Yavi me'oto kerichomish davar shekulo lemizbeach, me'ira zulechen olechet, ale meidim v'haynu Levi. Rabbeinu Gershom's got it exactly like our Rashi. Right? Haynu Levi mirebi, iu ketani ha'braita, Yavi davar shekulo lemizbeach, ketzor v'apichem ebi ha'shamila. So it didn't seem to bother those guys at all, but Tosfot's troubled by it. How can you tell me that Levi's bringing a makor for himself? Okay. So that is Levi. Levi says there, he goes makor, kulo lemizbeach. Tani kvede Rav, we've got a brighter that supports Rav, right? What's the brighter for Rav? Hanene midemei chatat to midemei asham. If you get any hana'a from money of a chatat or money of a shah asham. Like Rashi says, you haven't yet bought the korban. Okay, konshifrish ma'ot lechato of lo ashamo. And then it says, ad shelo lakach chatat. You haven't yet bought the korban. Ad shelo kerva chatato. Now, you suddenly realize, after you set aside money, let's say your animal cost 1,000 shekels, you put aside 1,000 shekels, that's for my korban chatat. You didn't realize, but you went and took 200 shekels from that 1,000 shekels, you went and you bought yourself, I don't know, a new magza for Rosh Hashanah. And now suddenly you come back down to go buy your korban for sukkahs, and you realize that 800 shekels there, where's the 200 shekels? Oh, I realize I bought myself a magza for Rosh Hashanah. So you got me'ila from the money. Now you hadn't yet brought the korban. Okay, still heir of the korban. What does the brighter say? Yosef v'yavi chatato. Add the money. And Rashi says, I'm reading it outside because I've got time. Rashi says, add the keret and the chomesh of the amount that you took to that amount and go buy a nice big korban. You want to see actually in the Rashi's words, he says, a korban shamein. If you look at in the next line, if he hadn't, even with me in that Rashi there, he says there's two lines into the Dibra Matchil im kfar karva chatato. He says there at the end, which is our case, adayin haya mosif hay keren v'chomesh al demei chatato, we added to the money. Umevi bahen chatat shmeina. The Meshita changes that to chatat shmeina. It brings a fatter korban, okay, because it's got more money. So let's go back into the Gemara. See, if you hadn't yet done brought the korban, you bring a bigger korban. Karev chatato, if you had already brought your korban, and now you discovered that you owed 200 shekels, yel chul ha-melech, you throw that money away to ha-melech. Basically, why? It's interesting why, right? It's interesting why, because, remember, a korban that already got nichperu abalim. Nichbur Abalin is one of the cases of a korban shemeita, chatat meita. You're going to bring a chatat, and you've already done kapara, so you can't now add to that chatat, it's a chatat shemeita, you're going to throw it away Yom HaMelech. Okay? Yelchem HaMelech. Kvar karvu ashamo, if you've done the asham, yipunu daba. Because when we learned, I actually made a mistake the other day, I said something wrong in the shiur the other day, I said that the asham is the same as a chatat. But it was wrong. We learned in Tumura, I think, that we said that all the laws that apply to when a chatat would die, an asham would go listaev till get a mum. Remember that? That was the thing, right? So now you put in a dama. Now we come to our case. This is what now we're bringing our case. ואמורי קודשי כהן לחש וקדמים, מה שנהנה יפלו לנדבה. This is the bright of Rav, לנדבה. כל קראת, which is, look at Rashi, יפלו לנדבה, והיינו כבתי דרב. That's what Rav says. Rav says not that it gets burnt on the Mizbech HaKatoret, like Rabbi, like who was the Machloket, yeah? Rav and Levi. Right, like Levi, but it goes as a Nadava. And there's the proof. Now the Brighter carries on and says, Kol Korbanot HaMizbech HaMizbeach, all Korbanot which were meant to go to the Mizbeach, Klomar, Im Nehene Mi Korbanot HaMizbeach, Yiplu HaKerin V'chomesh Nadava LaMizbeach. Right, so now the Brighter says, if it was a Korban, and you got Hana from it, you bring a Korban. Korbanot Kodshe Bedek HaBayit, LeBedek HaBayit. And if it was stuff which was asked the Bedek HaMidash you got Hana from, you pay the Bedek HaBayit, which makes a lot of sense. Korbanot Tzibur, LeNidvat Tzibur. Okay, that's the bright. We've got a bright like Levi, which says Ketoret. We've got a bright like Rav, which says Nadava, and everything is happy. The Gemara now, on this bright, is like a Haguf Akashia. We've got a Kashia, a stereo in this brighter. What did we say? We said like this, Ad Shelo Karva Chatato. If you had got Hana from the money, and you hadn't yet brought your Chatat, Yosef V'Yavi Chatato. You add, and you bring a Chatat. Then we said, Mishe Karva Chatato. If you already brought your Korban, Yelchu Lemamelach. Go to Lemamelach. But now, and then we said like this, Ugotani kol korbanot mizbeach lemizbeach. We said then, in the same breath, we said, whatever belongs to mizbeach goes to mizbeach. So now it wasn't, and then we said, veloshna de ichpur ba'alim, veloshna heched lo ichpur. And we never made a distinction in that comment, if the owners had got kapara or not got kapara. Is the question clear? We say now that if they haven't yet got kapara and they discover that there's hana'as, so they bring an extra korban. If they'd already brought the korban and discover that they had got me'ilah from the money, they must go and throw the money to Yom HaMelech. But that korban was a korban. And we say anything that was meant to be a korban should be coming as a korban. Why are you throwing everybody Yom HaMelech? We've made a distinction between before or after. So the Gemara is like this. Reisha Rabbi Shimoni. So the Gemara says, actually, you're right. There are two different tana'im here. The Reisha that says that it goes to Yom HaMelech, that is Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kol Chatat Shekipru Baalea Tamut. Because he says any time that there's been a kapara, the animal dies. Even with an asham. Okay? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Reisha Rabbi Shimon V'Seifer Rabbanan. Rashi adds that in, by the way. The Amar Yachud Amelach Rabbi Shimoni. The Amar Chatat Kibari Baalea V'Seifer. The Amar Kol Kibari Mizbeach Mizbeach Ava Gab Dichmar Baali Rabbanani. The Amar Chatat Meta Ela Ota She'avda V'Nimza Nam Abgara. Right? What are you talking about? The Gemara says, yes. Amar Le'Rav Gvia de Bay Katya Rashi Rav Gvia de Bay Kafam Bay Katya Sidra Rashi Hachiyam Rabbah Abaya taught us this Reisha Rabbi Shimon Veseifa Rabbanan. That's exactly how it is. Okay, have a good Shabbos.